All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 75. Learning Today is sponsored by Ira Greenfest, in memory of his mother, Chana Basra of Avram Yehuda, by Steven Styler, in memory of his father, Levi Yitzchak ben David Meir, Tehinish Masam Tura B'Tura Chaim, and also for Refua Shlema of Avram, for Avram David ben Pesha Rivka. Okay, different style today, not a halachic Mythbuster, but a myth and a Jewish legend debunking a legend. That's not all I'm going to do, because that's going to be pretty obvious, I think, to most people. But I'm going to offer a beautiful pshat that I just read this week that actually breathes some life back into this story that isn't true, but I think it'll leave us with a better taste in our mouth, not a bitter taste in our mouth, about this likely untrue Jewish myth legend. Okay, so what is that? That's a story of the two brothers who lived in Har HaBayis, and the legend goes that these two brothers lived in Har HaBayis before the Beis HaMikdash was built, and they each had, you know, farming land there. One of the brothers had a big family, the other brother lived by himself, and they each thought to themselves, for opposite reasons, let me go and help my other brother. He's got a big family, he needs the help, he's all by himself, who's going to help him when he gets older? And they each, in the middle of the night, during the harvest season, would sneak their crops into the other one's storehouse, but then they each realized that, like, they had the same amount last night as they had the night before, because they received, even though they also gave away. And they kept doing this night after night. Finally, in the middle of one night, they bump into each other in the middle, with holding all their grain. They realize what happened. They embrace. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, that's a place that I want the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Beautiful story. But there's no source for it. There's no source in any legitimate, traditional Jewish literature. And so it seems to be just made up. There is a great article, I've quoted him before, Rabbi Dr. Ari Zavitowski from OU Torah, goes through like the earliest mentionings of this, and again, it doesn't seem to be based factually in anything. Actually, just one interesting tidbit, he points out that there is an old, he quotes some research shows that there's an old collection of Indian legends, and there's a very similar story to this. It's just kind of like the opposite, that instead of two brothers, loving brothers, it was two conniving partners, and they lived across from, you know, next to each other. And each night, each one snuck into the other one's storehouse to steal some of their grain until they caught each other in the middle of the night red-handed, and I don't know how that ended. So that made its way to the Arabs, and then eventually that made its way maybe to the Jews of Europe, and they took it and applied it to the Beis HaMikdash, and obviously with a more positive spin. So it's there's not much more to say other than there's no real source for it. It could be true as much as any story, you know, I could say it could be true. Okay, assuming it didn't actually happen, though, I saw a beautiful pshat. Rabbi Yisrael Reisman says, based on an idea of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, to, like I said, breathe some life back into it, and I'll share that. And that is from this past week's Parsha. We know the Beis HaMikdash was split between the two Shvatim, Binyamin, and Yehuda. Even though it's a bit of a problem, because the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama, Kufiyat Aleph Mubeis, says, Rabbi Yochanan says, that any individual city cannot be split between two shvatim, right? Every city has to be in its own chelek, which with each shevet. So what's pshat with not only Yerushalayim, but the Beis HaMikdash itself was split between the two chalakim of Yehuda and Binyamin? Why do that? And once we are breaking the rules, like, why Yehuda and Binyamin? Why not Yehuda and Yosef, the two kings, the two Mashiachs, Menashe and Ephraim, two sons of Yosef? They're kind of like one already. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, if you look throughout Tanakh, or Nach really, Navi, Yehuda and Binyamin are considered to be one shevet, one chilek. And he brings a raya in Malachim, Malachim Aleph, Yehuda Aleph, Lamed Aleph. And there, when the Navi says that the 10 tribes are going to be pulling away from the one tribe, so it says 10 are going to be pulling away from one. What do you mean 10 from one? There's 12 tribes. 10 are going to be pulling away from two, from Yehuda and Binyamin. So he says, yeah, because Yehuda and Binyamin are chadhu. It means it's pulling away from Yehuda and Binyamin, but the Navi refers to Yehuda and Binyamin as one because they were one tribe, and that's why it was permissible for Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, to be split between the two of them. So where do we get this concept? So that comes from this past week's parsha, Vayigash, when Yehuda stood up as the Ariv, as the guarantor for Binyamin, and it wasn't just a lip service. He literally was willing to give his life for his younger brother Binyamin. And by the way, the fact that Binyamin even came down in the first place, he also risked his life, right? Many commentators ask, like, why didn't they just pull some random guy off the street, pay him $100 and say, hey, say your name is Binyamin? Because no one would do that. They're risking their life to this crazy king, Yosef. Binyamin was willing to risk his life to help the brothers, and he almost lost it. So they each showed a tremendous mysterious nefesh to one another, and that moment right there made Yehuda and Binyamin into like one entity of sorts, chadhu. And that's why the Beis HaMikdash was allowed to be split between their two chalakim, because it really was a one chelek. sort of rise. And say, I think it's cute, but it's also it's nice that maybe that's like the idea behind this this story. That, you know, the story never happened to the two brothers in Har Abayis, and you know that didn't happen. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Mesiras Nefesh that Yehud and Binyamin gave to one another, and he said, that's where I want my Beis HaMikdash to be built. On their chilek, which is Chadhu, and so the concept of a brotherly love, Mesiras Nefesh, maybe that's where this story came from, dating back to Yehud and Binyamin as the foundation of where the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be built.